Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Amid the backdrop of a touching family narrative, Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by Romy Wiley, delves into the remarkable journey of Andrew, a son born with Down syndrome, and the family's resilience in the face of challenges. From overcoming the loss of a sibling to cancer to navigating the complexities of parenthood, the Wiley family story is a testament to love, strength, and acceptance. It tells the story, the support of Andrew and what he received from his loving parents and siblings as he mastered the skills of life and became a contributing member of society. Romy has written four other books, three in architecture, and her memoir, From There to Here, War, Peace, Pandemic, also edited in Architect's Journey. Loving Andrew has received numerous awards, including Kirkus Reviews and Indie Reader Best of 2013, and second place in the nonfiction category of the Indie Reader Discovery Awards 2013, announced at Book Expo America in New York City. And Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome, will be featured in September at the Printers Row Lit Fest 2024 in Chicago. And author Romy Wiley is our guest on This Week in America. Romy, a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What a remarkable story you tell that gives us so much information and motivation. Tell us a little bit about why you decide to write this book. What was your inspiration in writing Loving Andrew?
I had always thought that I needed to share the story of bringing up a child with Down syndrome with other families and parents. And then a very traumatic event occurred. An uncontrollable wildfire raced through our neighborhood, destroying 50% of the houses, and our house was left untouched by the fire. And it was so meaningful, so impressive to think that all of the material that I had saved for writing the book had been saved, and I could have lost it all. And it was time a voice told me, get on and start writing that book. So once the fire had subsided and we were in a recovery stage, I started writing. And it was a very emotional, traumatic exercise to write. I started out by sitting outside on our lovely patio with our view now of fewer houses, but trying to write longhand. And I found that that was a stupid idea. It's like I would have to keep writing, rewriting all those pages. And I needed to learn to write on my computer. So I came into my office and sat at my computer and realized that I could think through a typewriter. And I started writing, where it was much easier to change and add and delete.
Yes.
And deal with the whole process.
The result is Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by Romy Wiley. That's R-O-M-Y-W-Y-L-L-I-E. Her website is romywiley.com. Link out by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at amazon.com, all of the usual places. You mentioned the process of writing. Let's talk about that. One review says you were courageously honest about your thoughts, internal struggles, even though that were less than flattering. How difficult was it for you to go back? And for this book to be effective, you really needed to go through the highs and the lows. How difficult was it for you to relive this and share the highs and lows?
Very, very difficult. Most difficult at the beginning. Because we decided to start the book on a high, which was Andrew's graduation from high school, which was just amazing that he graduated and he was on the honors list. And the graduation was held in a wonderful building in Chicago where there had been many, many events and concerts. And it was very impressive to see him walking across the stage very flat-footed and very proud and with a great big smile filling his face. And then as we watched this event, all the memories of when he was born came back. And it was so shocking to remember that when he was born, the doctor didn't say anything to me, but went and told my husband that our baby was born with, he didn't use the word Down syndrome then. He said, you have a mongoloid baby and he won't develop very well. He will always be backward, physically and mentally. And he suggested that the best thing to do would be to tell me, the mother, that my baby had died. Wow. And just place Andrew, we didn't know what he would call then, but place our baby in an institution and just try to forget about him. And when I think back to that idea, that was so shocking. It was shocking, of course, to use the word mongoloid. Things have changed so radically, and now one would never use that kind of derogatory term. You would always talk about a person with Down syndrome. And my husband reacted and said, I can't make a decision without discussing this with Romy. So eventually I was told, and then Pete and I had time to just talk about it together, and we said, no, we can't get rid of him. He's our responsibility. We made him. We must try to bring him up with us as a member of our family. And that was our goal for years to come.
It's interesting. Yes, and you talk about what went into the family making this decision and raising Andrew, and you really held him to the same standards as the other children, didn't you? I mean, you had expectations. You didn't lower the expectations. You had him meet the expectations.
We did indeed. Thank you for mentioning that. As the children grew and after the loss of our second child to cancer, we managed bravely to go on and have two more children, and they were fine and normal. And that was very important for Andrew. So he was brought up with others, and whatever they had to do in the way of just chores around the house, tidy up their rooms and pick up after meals and so on, we expected him to do the same, even though the others complained and said, why does Andrew have to do it? We said, well, we want him to learn to live by the same standards. And we expect him to eat with a knife and fork and cut up his food and tidy up afterwards and put his dishes on the side to be washed up, and to tidy up his room. So we set those kind of standards and expected him to meet them. And he would sometimes complain, but he did, and it was a very important part of his training.
It's interesting the accomplishments that Andrew had throughout his life. Let's talk about some of those, because he really excelled in various areas of his life. You mentioned the graduation, and I'm sure that's the picture on the cover where he's got the cap and gown and a big smile on his face. And I love that picture in the book appropriately titled Loving Andrew.
It is indeed.
Yeah, talk about the accomplishments that he had in his life. It was a life well lived. Yes, you're holding up a picture of a copy of the book. We've got a picture on the screen as well. So if you're looking at the video portion of this, you'll see that picture. Or if you go to order the book or go to Romy's website, you will see that as well. Romy Wiley, WYLLIE.com. Talk about the accomplishments, because he really, really excelled in various areas.
It was amazing. He learned to ride a bicycle with extremely painful help from his father, who was always having to hold the bike bend over as Andrew wobbled and struggled. But he managed, and it was such an achievement because it was his brother and sister rode bikes, and he could do the same. And then on vacation in Florida, he learned to swim. We had a very good teacher who were teaching all the children to put their faces in the water and not be afraid of the water. We called her Bobber, because when the children had achieved it, they walked down the gangplank, as it were, the diving board, and jumped off, and she caught them in the water. And then they were given a bobber to put on the swimsuit to say that they had graduated in the swim class. And it made Andrew so proud and so able physically and mentally that he could do the same as those other children around him. And it was just a very, very good exercise. And we continued to make sure that he had swimming classes, even when we went back to Chicago.
It's such an uplifting story as you read about Andrew in the book, Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome. Took classes in a community college, Special Olympics. He was a medal winner in Special Olympics, and held a regular job in a supermarket, didn't he, for a number of years?
He did. I got him a job in his senior year in high school. He was in a special classroom, but then they did regular classes for gymnastics and other events. And one of the things that they encouraged was to try and get your son or daughter a job. Excuse me. And I managed to get him a job in our local supermarket, but I really had to talk the manager into it. At first he said, oh no, we've never hired a handicapped person. I said, well, we could try. And I said, I'll be involved and I'll help with it. And I did, and we got him a job. And I did have to work very much with his supervisor to make sure that he was treated the same as everybody else. And he wasn't somebody to just to play with, but he had a job to do, and he couldn't be excused from that. And we had to teach him that he was working and he was earning money, and he could use that money to do what he wanted. If he wanted a new television set for himself, which he did, we said, okay, you can buy it with your earnings. And that helped. So that was a very good experience, because later, when he left home to join the Lambs Farm in Libertyville, he already had the experience of working. And he was able to get then another job in a supermarket. And for years, he worked in a very upscale supermarket.
It's a remarkable story, Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by our guest on the program, Romy Wiley. If you're Googling that, that's R-O-M-Y-W-Y-L-L-I-E. That's important because that is her website, romywiley.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You present the perspectives on so many important topics of educational mainstreaming, romantic and sexual education for developmentally disabled, the touchy subject of prenatal testing and selective abortion. Let's talk maybe about some of those, because you bring those up. The subject of prenatal testing, it seems like we've come a long way, yet we really haven't come a long way. What are your thoughts on prenatal testing?
Thank you for bringing that up, Rick. It's very difficult. I think it needs to be used, but it shouldn't be used in such a way that the parents feel guilty if they don't abort the child. If they find out that they're having a Down syndrome baby, they should be given the freedom to decide for themselves if they want to keep the child or not, and be given stories like ours that are very positive story, a very positive picture of bringing up a child with Down syndrome. Because there's a tendency to say, oh, you don't want to add to the headaches and problems and add to the number of disabled people. So there's a guilt feeling.
Yes.
Which is very tricky.
I mentioned mainstreaming, and let's talk a little bit about that. Mainstreaming and how important that was in your situation with Andrew, how important that was to giving him a very fulfilling life. The role of mainstreaming, and are we doing enough?
I think probably not enough. But in the school system, and ours was a Chicago public school, so there were certain limitations because of that. To begin with, he was the only white child in the classroom, and the teacher had no experience of working with disabled children. And a lot of the other kids were really disadvantaged because of living in the ghetto and having limited experiences of just meeting what is a cat, what is a dog, and things like that. So they came to school very limited and had a hard time. But it took a good teacher, an experienced teacher, to help them deal with these limitations and to help Andrew, who didn't have those limitations, expand and become educated.
Yes.
And not be picked on by the other kids, which happened. So mainstreaming was very important, both at school and just at home. So at home, obviously, we had many friends who were just normal. And we did find a friend, a very special friend for Andrew, who was also Down syndrome and who eventually became his girlfriend. And a very special girlfriend that he wanted to marry, but wasn't able to.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Loving Andrew, A 52-Year Story of Down Syndrome by Romy Wiley, our guest on the program. Time is going by so quickly, several minutes left in our conversation today. Talk about the coping with schizophrenia and the impact that had on Andrew.
Yes, that was very tragic. As Andrew developed, he developed very well, very high functioning. But in his late 30s, he started to have strange delusions. And for instance, he gave a ring to his hairdresser because he wanted to marry her. He thought that she was the daughter of the head of the supermarket, and that would be the only way he could keep his job, as if he married the daughter. But she didn't have anything to do with the supermarket. It was just his strange delusions in his head. And it turned out, after some time and talking to a lot of different psychiatrists, that Andrew actually had schizophrenia, which is very unusual for Down syndrome. But he heard voices, and he really did hear voices. He would come home sometimes and he'd say, "They're talking about me. I can't sit looking out the window because they will be able to see me." And he really did imagine things that were happening that weren't happening to him. But the schizophrenia is a very complex and complicated disease or condition. And they gave him medication, which helped. But the medication always had side effects and made him very tired or sleepy. just as all situations happen. And then on top of schizophrenia, as he aged, he got Alzheimer's, which is also fairly par for the course for Down syndrome. So that was a very big disadvantage, because he had Alzheimer's and all of the side effects of being very restless at night and getting up in the middle of the night and wandering around and wandering away. So that was a tough one.
This story is such a moving, inspirational story. It's Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by Romy Wiley. Just to close out the interview, I'm reading so many reviews that people are moved by the story. It changes their perspective on dealing with handicaps. What do you hope the takeaway is after people read Loving Andrew? What do you hope that they remember from the story?
I hope that they will remember that it's worthwhile struggling to keep your child at home and to treat him as much as possible as a normal child. We were given this advice very early on by a doctor in a children's hospital in London. And he said, take your child home and treat him as much as you can as a normal child. And that was our motto and our goal. And it really worked out. And it really helped Andrew. And he did have very high standards and was regarded very well in his life. And he really led a fairly normal life up to the end, when unfortunately Alzheimer's and the schizophrenia got the better of him. And he developed pneumonia and eventually died at the age of 52.
It's a touching story. The book is Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by Romy Wiley, RomyWiley. Her website is romywiley.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. My thanks to Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging our conversation with Romy today. Romy, thank you so much for being on the program. A remarkable job with the book. It's influencing so many people, giving us a side of a viewpoint that we really need to have and helping put things in perspective. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. You're welcome. Loving Andrew, a 52-year story of Down syndrome by Romy Wiley. The book available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.